Greater Accra Regional Police PRO ASP Efia Tenge says sufficient person and ensure that they use the approved routes. She spoke to George Asikri.
As it has been agreed upon by the organized labor and the police, we are beginning the demonstration from the Obra spot, where we'll go through the Kwame Nkrumah Avenue towards the Farisco traffic light. Then we'll go through the TUC. Then we'll pass through the National Theater. Then we'll go through the ministries till the demonstrators hit the high street and finally converge at the Independence Square. And that is where the leadership of the group would also address the demonstrators. So going through the routes that I have mentioned, it is expected that everyone who will be part of this demonstration would go by the approved route to ensure that there is law and order, and also to make the work easy for the police to manage the smooth conduct of this demonstration tomorrow.
How many personnel are you deploying?
Usually, we can say that sufficient men will be deployed for the assignment. It is not for me to disclose the number of personnel that will be deployed for security reasons. Let's just say that sufficient men will be deployed for the assignment tomorrow.
You did indicate that you expect that these demonstrators will go by the routes agreed with the police. But the last time you had a major demonstration in Accra, we realized that a demonstrator had to veer off the major routes, and then there were some disturbances. What happens if tomorrow workers decide to disobey your routes?
In that regard, we don't anticipate any deviation at all. Right from the beginning, it was the organized labor who provided the police with these risks, and putting across or putting in mind the security implications, the police also accepted the risk. And we've never had any confrontations, never had a fought and back disagreement on the risk at all.